6th regular meeting of Mooreville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Geraldo Nunez, who is the Director of Open Arms Hispanic Ministry here in Mooreville.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that you gave to us, Lord, the life, your Son Jesus. I just want to ask that your Holy Spirit will be present in this meeting, that you help this conversation and everything that you be said and decided tonight for the good of a city of Mooreville. I ask a special prayer as well for all the people in this city, Lord, that everything that they will do and that you say will be for your honor and glory. Everything I pray and I ask in the name of our Son Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much. Clerk, please call the roll.
Hanward.
He's excused.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the minutes of the May 16th regular meeting of Mooreville City Council. Do a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Tandem.
I believe Mr. Larson got in first, and I'll consider that a second by Mr. Mosley.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on our agenda to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Utilities Committee. Mr. Shanklin, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. However, I do have a few things, status updates. All concrete streets, they're scheduled to be complete this week, pending obviously weather. If for some reason weather comes or other than that, our entire concrete street project should be complete by Friday. They are actually going to start the crosswalk in the school zone that we've been talking about for the past 2 years. That project should also be started this week and then also be finished within the same week. The second phase of that, President, will be obviously figuring out what we're going to do with signs and then painting for that crosswalk in that school zone. The asphalt rebid that we obviously passed last council meeting, we did receive a reasonable bid to continue our asphalt projects here around town. Currently, we don't have a project start date for that, but we are pretty positively, sure that we're going to get that done within this project season. Another item I have is Resolution 2522 is paving, is actually asphalt. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, asphalting a section over in the cemetery. This is all covered with funds from the cemetery fund. I do ask that that be passed tonight so we can move forward with that project before the season is out. And then also we are also going to get a parking lot finished and asphalt it down in Bottomwood Park. That's Resolution 2527. We did find a local company, Most Paving, after receiving numerous quotes for that. So I know administration is asking for that to be passed tonight as well, so we move forward with that, with those handicapped parking spots and all that good stuff. With that, Mr. President, I have nothing else from the transportation.
Okay, very good. And did you say, is there a finalized plan then for what the signs will be at that crosswalk?
So between Chief and Safety Service Director Steve Willer and our engineer Dan, they're still trying to figure out what's the best cost-effective way. We're looking at something similar to the crosswalking blinking signs that they have here. I know there were some talks about us possibly moving those, but it's still in the works to see if that's a possibility. Otherwise, I believe we could get two of them for under $10,000. on to put in a school zone. So that's the next phase. The major part was just obviously the construction of it and the concrete guys doing their work.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight.
And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I do not have a report.
Thank you. And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. I have no report. However, we have the budget calendar to approve. Hearing no conflicts with that proposal, make a motion to approve that 2023 budget calendar.
We have a second. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spiros.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
That concludes our standing committee reports. We have no special committee reports, and so we move on the agenda to our administrative reports. We begin with Mayor Hamburg. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Kyle Coleth will be our June Employee of the Month. Kyle started his employment in our service department as a utility worker in May of 2018. He has held the position of Service Worker 1 and as of August 2021 has moved to a Service Worker 2 position. Kyle has a positive attitude and is pleasant to work with. He continues to grow in his leadership skills and leads in different jobs. And Kyle resides in Orville. He's also a former Orville student. I had him in grade school, so it's nice to see him working with us here. And I also have some other news that I received this week. This came to me, I guess it was late last week. But it says, we are pleased to notify you that your annual comprehensive financial report for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, qualifies for GFOA's Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. The Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. And there's an additional section to that. From Chicago, Illinois, Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada, GFOA, has awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting to the City of Orville for its annual comprehensive financial report for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020. The report has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, which includes demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure to clearly communicate its financial story and motivate potential users and user groups to read all report. The Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of government accounting, as we mentioned before. So I know Ms. Strimlin is going to say that's the whole department, and it is. It certainly is, but certainly she does a great job leading that group. And this is not something that every community receives. There's a number of them that do, but there's thousands and thousands that don't. And I think this is a pretty annual thing for us, which we can be very proud of. So we appreciate all the work from the finance department and everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Thank you. Will that report get posted, or is it posted on the website? Or I think it's really interesting. I would encourage anybody to look up it's the CAFR, we call it. Yeah, it's not just a bunch of reports and graphs and stuff. It tells the story of the community, and you get a lot of information about our community from it. So if you get a chance, look it up. So, all right, we'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The culvert project out at the park has been completed. Gateway restrooms are coming along great. If you haven't seen them, they look amazing. They're set to be done by June 25th. The contractor's making really good progress on that project. Little League lights, if you haven't seen, are installed. The wiring has been ran. They're doing final connections to the box, making sure everything is working. If you see them on, it's because they're testing, making sure the angles are all correct. They did turn them on initially, and there was a couple that were, weren't working quite the way they wanted, so they're kind of making sure those are all done. So we're really close on that project as well. The Zip Cruise, if you haven't got a chance to, I recommend you jump on it and give it a shot. It's a, up and operational as well at Upper Oar Park. It'll be abutting the splash pad across from the Oar Pool. The kids seem to love it. It's always busy. I do think we may have to close it down a couple days during the splash pad construction if the work zone requires that. So if it is closed and you hear that it is, that's going to be why. It's just a lot going on now in that area. The splash pad, if you've noticed, the site work is being done today as we speak. As Mr. Mosley mentioned, concrete streets should finish up this week. Asphalt streets, as Mr. Mosley mentioned, we did get an awardable bid. That was on our second attempt. The contractor with a little bit is Barbicus. They have done work for us in the past and do a really good job. They said that they have been the only bidder on several projects in the last month or so. So really crazy times. We're just fortunate we got a good bid and a qualified contractor. Oar Pool is up and operational. We've had some good weather days and bad, and everything seems to be going smoothly there as well. So we do have a concert this Thursday as well, and I lost the name. Do you remember the name?
Gaetano Letizia and the Underworld.
No wonder I didn't remember that.
It was right on the tip of your tongue.
Right. And so we hope to have everyone out Thursday for our first concert in the park.
And we will have the Patrick Farms concessions food truck there this year too.
Thank you.
All right, very good. I always love these band names and all that for these concerts. So the person who has to announce that always fun to observe. So it wouldn't be one of have to be the person to do it. So
that would be me.
Yeah.
You can tell Gene's an expert with the names.
Yeah, yeah. Our utilities director, Mr. Predator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two small items. A couple weeks ago, we did hang the Bloom and Orville baskets up. Our utility department hung that. I just want to thank everybody that participates in that program every year. That program pretty much kind of runs pretty close to break even every year. So give the planners a few weeks to do their thing, and they ought to look pretty nice again there. But it does make a big difference to downtown. And again, we do want to thank all of our customers and sponsors that that help pull that off. The other thing, last week we had some storms roll through here, but up in northeastern Ohio, it beat up some of our association members a little bit. Newton Falls and the City of Hudson took some big hits. We sent two distribution crews to Hudson. They had 3/4 of their city out for about a day and a half up there due to high winds and storms. So Orville, along with four other communities that's in our mutual aid section, did go up and help that community out and get their customers back up and going there. So it's one of the great things our association does for its 130 members. And then we also participate in a national mutual aid program through our national association, American Public Power. So those folks understand what it's like to get feel some big outages, and all of a sudden you find yourself a little bit overwhelmed, and it's basically a one stop call. You make one call, tell them what you need, hang up, go do your job, and other communities come in there, bring assets, bring materials up there, and get them up and going as quickly as they can. So I want to thank our distribution crew for volunteering to go up there and help out on that effort. And with that, that concludes my brief remarks tonight.
Thank you very much. We'll continue on to our finance director, Ms. Strindlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one quick item. Council should have received the March 2022 and April 2022 fund balance report, and I would just ask for a motion to approve those subject to audit.
So moved. Ms. Wilson moves.
Second.
Mr. Mosley.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
And we'll move on then to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report for this evening, and we have no old business, so we can continue straight through to new business. And Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2522, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Mosley?
No.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, sorry. Okay.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 2522, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to pave section 14 driveway of Crown Hill Cemetery of the City of Boldville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Good. Mr. Wheeler sent out a memo about all of these, I believe, earlier today, but if you could provide a word of explanation.
Absolutely, Mr. President. Section 14 of the cemetery is our newest section. It was completed in 2020 and laid out. It would be what I would describe as the northeast section. It's not right behind Station 2, but it's a little bit behind. We have been selling lots there. There are a few burials that have occurred there as well. Currently, it is just asphalt chips. There are two driveways associated with that. We are requesting approval to move forward via quotes. It will be under $50,000, so we are allowed per the state of Ohio rules to get quotes rather than formal bids. In getting these quotes, we have been advised by the contractors that we need to jump quickly because prices are jumping weekly, if not more frequently than that. So crazy times, as I seem to say more and more often in these meetings as we talk about different issues. But I am requesting approval tonight so we can move forward on the project. It also, as Mr. Mosley mentioned, we will be using cemetery funds. And those are only to be used, obviously, for cemetery capital type purchases.
Any questions or comments?
Cemetery funds, cemetery project, and in an active section of the cemetery. That's be a great improvement. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mosley seconds.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 2522 be adopted as read.
Mr. Shanklin, I'm holding it open for you there. Okay. Mr. Shanklin, second.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 2622, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 2622. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to expand the parking lot in Orr Park of the City of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This location is where the newest asphalt parking lot is, adjacent to the school administration building. When we did the initial paving, there was a section that had been used quite often for parking that we decided not to do because we knew the culvert project would dig up that section and didn't want to, complete asphalt overlay and then have it dug up within a year or two. So that's why this section hadn't been done yet. Now that the culvert project is done, it's an ideal location. One, obviously, to add more spaces, but two, it's ideal for some handicap parking spaces as well, location-wise. So we have gotten quotes, and we do request approval tonight for the same reason in regards to the the contractor is just recommending that we move forward quickly. And this project will be considerably under $50,000.
Questions or comments?
I do know, I'm speaking with Dan and Safety Service Director. The contractor is a local company, it's the Most Paving from here in Oroville. Obviously, they're the ones that's recommending that we do move forward because of due to the cost of materials and all that good stuff. So I would like to see this go tonight, if possible.
It's a planned and budgeted project, and actually the pretty much the capstone to that parking lot project in that area of the Paul Diamond. And it would be nice to get it moving forward and possibly done before the big crowds get to the park. We don't know if that'll happen or not, but I move the rules, regulations, and the statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Carr.
Second, Carr.
There you go.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 2622 be adopted as read.
Second. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 2722. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 2722. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for requests for proposals and enter into a contract and or contracts without bidding for professional planning services for a new skate park for the city of Oroville.
Very good. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I'm sure everyone recalls, we had the Park and Rec Committee meeting with a great attendance from several local experts on skate parks, and I think the end result of that is we need to keep the momentum moving forward, and the next step would be the design process. So I'd like to get moving on that and get some proposals back in our hands so that we can make some good decisions, and of course we'll include at least a few of that crowd as well in that decision making. Just keep moving forward on it with the idea of 2023 being the year of construction.
Very good. Questions or comments, Mr. Mosley?
Yes, Mr. Brown, I just have one quick comment. This is a project that obviously there's a lot of hands-on within this council, with Councilman Morrison taking the lead with this project. We all know, obviously, that this is one of those teen spaces within our community that's long overdue for the skate park. There are, obviously, a skate park committee, and as I said, at least three or four councilmen, that council people that's involved with this project. So I just ask that anything with the skate park, and relevant to that, be passed immediately, so we keep forward with that project. Nothing else, Mr. President.
I agree with everything Mr. Mosley said, except that the lead on many of these park projects is CJ. And the only hesitancy that I would have in moving to pass this tonight is that it's a shame that he's not here to see it go forward, but as a tribute to CJ, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 2722 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second,
Mr. Shanklin.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes new business for this evening, and so we'll move on. Does anyone have any comments for the good of the order?
I would just like to also congratulate Director Strimlin and the entire finance department on that award. I think that we all appreciate so much the work you do, and I know that you make our work on council easier by doing your job superbly. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Mr. Wilson, I believe I'll say your name.
Yeah, two things, actually. I remember early in my tenure that Mr. Spears' father was on council and congratulated the graduating class that particular year. So it's my turn. I want to congratulate the high school graduating class of 2022. Gotten to know a lot of those kids, as my son is one, so I can truly appreciate now the old adage of it goes by fast. So, second is, there was a Friday night, I think, a week or two ago, I was watching the coverage on Uvalde, and just a little concerned and heartbroken about that. So I reached out to Superintendent Ritchie to have a meeting and use that event as a reaction to be proactive for our community. Just wanting to understand our procedures in place, see if there's anything we need to help with from a city standpoint, and really educate myself. I emailed him on a Friday night, very responsive. He responded to me within a half hour. We ended up having a meeting last week. Director Wheeler and Chief Birkbeck joined us. Had a very good conversation. We went through a 17-point plan that they have in place. It's very comprehensive, and it kind of balances community access to the facilities. And really, that plan utilizes many technologies that are not commonly known, especially not to me, such as, the biggest thing I saw were interior door barricades and many other things. And so, good plan. Yeah, it was satisfied. Of course, some discussion, I suppose, down the line for any improvements. And I guess the biggest thing is, with that open door in that particular situation, I'm sure that teacher is probably second-guessing a lot of things and don't want to pile on. But I guess that comment came up that there are procedures in place and sometimes students just may open a door to help a friend. So I just urge the community to talk with their students and explain the measures in place for their safety and don't take them for granted. So that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Mr. President, I just have one quick thing. Before Councilman Hanwork went on vacation, he did send an update, a really good update. He's probably the most engaged Parks and Rec Committee chair that we've ever had. But he sent an email about this long that pretty much gave us a big status update. He sent that to yourself, administration, as well as the Parks and Rec Committee. I won't go through that. However, if anyone in the public or anyone here would like an update, I urge you to reach out to the mayor's office and his administration, President Vance, or anyone on the Transportation Committee. It's a pretty detailed and it's pretty much laid out everything that we're working on that we talked about in the comprehensive plan in our Parks and Rec last meeting that we had. So with that, I just wanted to make sure, since he's not here to give those updates, I just wanted to leave that door open for people to reach out if they have any questions of what's going on with the Parks and Rec, since they did get an update status quo today.
Good. So I think you said he was painting foul poles and...
Mayor finished? Well, he got as high as he could get.
I got Miser Field done, and Brandman Field did not quite finish. So they were too tall.
You got to jump a little bit higher, Mayor.
that was pretty high.
Yeah. Well, that's those little things that where people go above and beyond that we make a difference and we appreciate. Any other comments? Very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn, Mr. President.
Mr. Wilson moves.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Okay.
Ms. Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Allies. Motion passes.
Good. Our next regular meeting will be Monday, June 20th, 2022. Until then, we are adjourned. Have a good evening.